Welcome to FUM Yerushalmi, she is of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a psalm in Daf Yud in the Yisvah, the addition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Ches. In the previous Daf, the Gemara mentioned a Mishnah that we have in Maseches Trumas. Today we have a Mechlekes, a Blozer of Yeshua. If you have Truma, which is dripping down from a top gat, a place where they have the wine, into a bottom gat, and in the bottom there is Chulin Tmei. So the Truma is going to become Tameh. The Truma is going to get lost, and it's going to make the Chulin also not drinkable because it's going to become mixed up with Truma. So really everything will go for waste. So what do? So if a person has a Klitar, you should go and try to save the and hold the Truma in the Klitar and save as much Truma as possible. But if the only Kli he has is Tameh, so now the question is, what should he do? Should he take the Kli Tameh and be Metameh the Truma with his hands? Or you say, no, you can never make Truma Tameh. If it becomes on its own Tameh, you let it become Tameh. But to go and be Metameh Be'adayim, you don't do. Rabbi Elazar says, you let it become Tameh on its own, you don't Metameh Be'adayim. Rabbi Yeshua says, if you're coming to save the Chulin, you can even be Metameh Be'adayim. Now this is the second part of the Mishnah there in Trumas. The first part, the Reisha, says the following. We're reading now in Daf Yud, in the third line from the top of Amud Aleph. Tamo Tanino, it says there, Maseches Trumas. Chavis shetrumo shenoyilad lo sofek tumo. You have a barrel of truma, that you're not sure if it's tumo or not. If it's sitting in a place which it may get more tumo, mokom turfo means the place where tumo is can happen there more easily. So he has to go and cover it and put it in a safe place. If it's open up, if the barrel has its top open, you should cover it. In other words, even though it's only Sofik Tumo, Rav Elazar says, you still have to guard the Trumo. Rav Chaim brings here, because he dashes the Pasuk, Mishmeres Trumoisai, Trumoisai Loshon Rabim, you have to guard not only Truma Tehoiro, but also Truma Tmeyo. Rav Yeshua, He says the exact opposite. If it's in a place which is safe, put it in a more dangerous place. If it's closed, open it up. Meaning I don't have to guard a Sofek Tumah. I can't be Metameh Be'adayim. I can't be Metameh it. But I can put it in a place where it may become Tumah on its own. Reb Chaim explains, he dashens, even though it says Mishperet Trumoisai, you don't go based on the Kri, you go based on the Ksiv, and the Ksiv is Mishperet Trumosi. You only have to guard Trumah Toiro, not Trumah Tmeya. Gamliel says, Sheval Taise, don't do anything. If it's in a dangerous place, a place where it could get Tameh, you have to cover it, you don't have to put it into a safe place. But if it's a safe place, you can't go and put it in a place where it may get Tumah. Says the Gemara, what do you learn from this part of the Mishnah? You learn that Tluya also the Sefer. Tluya means anything which is Tolui, which is not clearly Tar, not clearly Tameh. You have to hang it and not touch it. You're not allowed to burn it to be a dime. Even Rabbi Yeshua says that all I could do is put it in a place where it may get tumah on its own. But to go metameh be a dime, that you cannot do. This is clear according to all shittas over here in this part of the Mishnah. So the Gemara is bothered by, this is a quote from Maseches Trumas. The Gemara is bothered by, it seems to be a contradiction between the beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah. Because the beginning of the Mishnah says, all you can do according to Rabbi Yeshua is put something in a place where it may get tumah on its own. But you cannot be metameh be a dime. But the Sefer of the Mishnah we just quoted before says that if you have Truma spilling down from the top gat to the bottom gat, and it is going to get Tameh from the Chulin below, the person can take a Kli Tameh and receive this Truma, even though he's making a Tameh Be'adayim. So there Rabbi Yeshua is allowing to make the Tumah Be'adayim, not only if it's happening on its own. So the Chur, you have a contradiction in Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, Chavirayo, the friends, and Mr. Medrash, Mishem Ablozor, they said, Chavis HaRishayno, Kerab Yoisi, Hashniyo, Kerabi Meir. This goes back to our Mishnah here in Psachim. Rabbi Yoisi, he's the one who's more machmir. He's the one who says in our Mishnah that you cannot take Truma Tehoiro and make a Tameh, even though you need to burn it anyway. Even though it's Erev Pesach, you have to burn it, you still can't make a Tameh. Remeir, on the other hand, he's more makel. And he says in our Mishnah, you could burn together Truma Tehoiro with Tmeya. So Remeir is more makel, he's also makel when you have a Suffolk Tumo, or something which is vada become Tameh, you can make it Tameh Be'adayim. And you're Yaisi old, you can't be Tameh anything Be'adayim. Continues the Gemara and explains, the first part of the Mishnah is Rabbeisi, meaning it's a machlokes. The two parts of the Mishnah are two different mandomarim. The first part is Rabbeisi, Rabbeisi disagrees. Rabbeisi says, according to Rabbi Shua, you could be time and be a dime. And the second part of the Mishnah, Chavis Ashniyo, that's called Chavis Shia, the second Chavis, which means the second part of the Mishnah speak about a barrel. This is the Kira Meir, there is more Makel. And Rabbeisi disagrees with that. So Rabbi Yosi the Amoyro told the Chavir, see what you're saying. Meaning, according to what you're saying, the first part of the Mishnah is the Machlokes. Rabbi Yosi says that you're not allowed to be Metame Be'adayim, but Rabbi Meir says you could be Metame Be'adayim. So the same way you can be Metame Be'adayim, you can also burn it. Rabbi Shimon also agrees that you can burn Safek Tumah. The Gemara soon is going to tell us where exactly we find that Shimon holds that you can burn Safek Tumah. But if we have these two Mandorim that say that you can burn Rameir and Rab Shimon, and that's against Rabbi Yosi, V'yirbu Rameir v'Rab Shimon al Rabbi Yosi v'yisroif. So if we want a Paskan Halacha, we have two against one. We have Rameir and Rab Shimon, they both agree you could burn it. Against Rabbi Yosi, it says you can't. And the problem is, now the next few words of the Gemara, according to Rab Chaim, we take that out, and we skip to the next line. Min ma da'anon chami rabbonon. We see rabbonon. That what? Uvdo, that view them with base. Uvdo also combined. There's a story that happened in front of them. V'inun amrim ezil toli. Meaning there was a suffix tumor came in front of the rabbonon and asked them what to do with this. They said, don't burn it. Don't be metamet. Just hang it and wait for Eliyahu Navi to come and tell you if it's tar or tame. So you see that they don't pask in this way. They pask you can burn it. There's a question on the chaveim that they tell us that there's two mandarim that say that you couldn't burn it. So the Gemara, Han Ashkelon de Rab Shimon Oyma Sofim. Where do we see that Rab Shimon holds you can burn it? So the Gemara, the Tanya is what we said. Umoydim Rab Lezer Rab Yeshua Shesofim Zula Atzma Vezula Atzma. Meaning in our Mishnah we learned that Tar and Tomei not allowed to burn together. But Tluya and Tomei, Rab Lezer says you can't burn together. Rab Yeshua says you could burn it together. That's the end of our Mishnah. And on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Shanya, the one who said the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon is the one who's quoting Rabbi Shua that says you could burn the Tluya with the Tmeo. Now Rabbi Chaim points out, even if you look at the Mishnah, the one who says this sentence is not Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says this sentence. So says Rabbi Chaim, according to the Gemara now, Rabbi Yosi says that even according to Rabbi Shimon that says that according to Rabbi Shua, you're allowed to burn, it's only allowed to burn Tluya with Tmeo, not Tehoira with Tmeo. That's why he's coming to argue Rameir. He says, look at Reb Shimon, it was more Makel, it doesn't make Makel so much like you. So that's question number one that is asked on the Chaveirim. If Rameir holds you can burn Tluya with a Tmeo, why don't we pass in this way? Reb Shimon holds the same way. Another question. In Tema Leisla Rameir Tluya, V'atani Truma Tluya Tehoira Sorfim Oysayav Shabbos Im Chashecha Divi Rameir V'chom Oyim Bezmano. According to what you're saying, the Rameir holds that Tluya, we don't have a din to hang it. You can burn it. But on the other hand, we find that it says that if you have Truma Tluya, I mean a Sofik Truma, the Girsa by us is Truma Tluya Tehoyra. Tehoyra is not so understood what it means over here. Some have the Girsa Truma Tluya Vetmeo. Means he has Truma Tluya and he has Truma Tmeo. So what do you do with that? So Rameir says you should burn it before Shabbos. We're talking about whenever Pesach falls on Shabbos. So you can't really burn on Shabbos. So he says, do it on Friday. When on Friday? Im Chashecha, right before Shabbos comes in. Why right before Shabbos comes in? So as Rav Chaim explains, like, one understands right now, because of Tluyo. Tluyo is a Sofik. So I don't want to burn it before that. Before that, it may be okay. Maybe Eliyahu Novi will tell us it's okay. So I wait until the last second that I can burn it, and I burn it right before Shabbos comes in. That's Rameir Shita. Chacham say you cannot burn it before the time of Biru Chometz. Biru Chometz will be on Shabbos, then you burn it. Obviously you can't burn on Shabbos, so you zay l'ruach, you throw it in the wind. Now what does the Gemara bother by? If according to Rameir, a Sofek Tomei, you can burn, so why can't I burn it in the morning? Why does Rameir say I have to burn it right before Shabbos comes in? Why do I have to wait? Answers the Gemara, Ezra, Komei, Ramano, Tipote, Betluyo, Shedaito, L'Hashil, L'Hashil. That's the Gersa of Chaim. It's a Tluyo, but he's not yet 100% sure that he has a Sofek Tumah. He still wants to ask about it. He still has a Sofek. He still may have a solution to figure out what to do with it. He still wants to go ask a Rav what to do with it. Homer Leis, he told him, that's not a good answer. Basically, the Amari told us, kol ma'adam, kaimin, hocho, whatever we're dealing in these mishnayas, is betluyo, she'ein daito l'shelio. So only tluyo, that there's no more questions. We checked everything you have to check, and right now it's clearly a sofek tome with no solution. But it's the tluyo, he still has questions about it. Harei ze toyo, we treat it like being toyo. We don't even, there's no, there's, all the mishnayas that are dealing with a sofek tome is a sofek tome which is affirmed to be sofek with no solution, with no way to make it tohor. Fatani can't remember Bryce this way. We're going to use one of the Gersoras Reb Chaim brings here. Truma Tluya Shomru Tehoyrihi Tmehi means the Suffolk of his Torah Tome. Say, you know what? I'm going to go ask about it. Harezi Toyo is still treated Ketehoyro. So if so, again, we come back to the question. Why, according to Reb Meir, he says that if you have a Suffolk Tumul, you have to burn it Erev Shabbos right before it gets dark. Why can't I burn it earlier? And don't tell me he still wants to ask about it, because all this fake as we're talking about is something that there's no answer. So my kedoin, what are we going to answer this question? Says we're talking about a case that this suffix just happened right now. This truma was truma tohor. A suffix tuma happened 1 hour before Shabbos. So he couldn't bring it before, because before it wasn't a suffix. So that's why there's no rye over here. So what's the chiddush of Amir? Amir says you could still burn it before Shabbos. You don't wait for the next day for Shabbos to burn it then, to get rid of it then. Chachamim say, no, you have to wait till the last second and then get rid of it then. You can't burn it before. Amir says you can burn it right before Shabbos comes in. But Anachanami, it could be that if the suffix would be there before, he could have burned it ready in the morning. There's no rye from here that Amir holds one way or another. So what we learned until now is that we have a steer, we have a contradiction between the two parts of the Mishnah and Maseches Trumos, and the Chaverim answered the Machlokes of Rabbi Yitzchak Remeir, the Machlokes we have in our Mishnah. And the Gemara brought two questions on the first part of what the Chaverim said. The Chaverim said to the beginning of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yitzchak, but Remeir holds you could burn it be a dime, even Suffolk. The Gemara brought two questions about it. First, why don't we paskin this way? Because Rabbi Shimon agrees with it. And the second, they brought a question that it seems to say that Remeir says you can burn it before. And the Gemara answered the second question. And the Gemara is going to continue discussing what the Chaverim said. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Yud.